USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says recent storms took a big chunk out of the state of Iowa.
Winds from 80 to 110 miles per hour have carved a path of destruction through over half of Iowa's really great counties.
The president noted he has authorized federal aid to Iowa, and FEMA is on the ground in Iowa as well. President Trump then heading off to Yuma, Arizona, where he received the endorsement from the National Border Patrol Council.
The Biden plan would unleash a flood of illegal immigration like the world has never seen. It's crazy. It must be defeated, and it will be defeated on November 3rd.
Day two of the national convention about to get underway. Former President Bill Clinton is expected to call out President Trump for consistently blaming others for his own mistakes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
States are asking for around $26.4 million from major pharmaceutical companies to help pay for damage wrought by the opioid crisis. It marks the latest demand in the year-long litigation seeking to hold companies accountable for widespread drug addiction. More than 3,000 state, local governments, and Native American tribes have sued the companies. President Trump is honoring woman suffrage leader Susan B. Anthony. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
President Trump says those who fought to give women the right to vote in America a century ago achieved a huge victory with the 19th Amendment. Mr. Trump and the First Lady held a White House ceremony a short time ago to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the amendment's ratification that guaranteed women the right to vote.
And the S&P 500 rises to a record close, fully wiping out its coronavirus losses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As the Democratic National Convention continues in Milwaukee, a recent CNN survey conducted August 12th through the 15th shows former Vice President Joe Biden with a 50-46 lead over President Trump. The four-point advantage for Biden is right at the poll's margin of error, which is 4 percentage points. Lee Carter is a pollster. She tells Fox News why she believes the race is tightening.
What we're seeing right now is the president is much, much closer, especially in the 15 key battleground states. And that's where this election is going to be won and lost. So that's really, really good news for the president. I think what we also need to be focused on in the polls is how little people know about Joe Biden, despite the fact that he's been in the public eye for a really long time. Only a third of voters feel like they know what a Joe Biden presidency is going to look like. So this week is very, very important for Joe Biden. He's got to make the case on what he's going to do for America. Now, specifically, people are very, very concerned about what he's going to do for America's economy. A lot of folks are very concerned about what this means for taxes. He has made the case that he is going to build a better America. What does that mean exactly? Americans are eager to hear what that's going to look like. And clearly, the president is out there to try and create his own narrative at the same time as Joe Biden's trying to create his.
With the NFL season set to kick off September 10th, the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs will be hosting the Houston Texans that night. The Chiefs announcing that Arrowhead Stadium will hold approximately 22% of fans to kick off the season. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.